You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and you love gifts and giving. You certainly responded to our question. We've been asking some of the more high-profile guests on the program. We'll get to the celebrities, but what's the best gift you've ever given or been given? From Lubbock, Texas, a rock. My girlfriend was scuba diving and picked it up from the bottom of the ocean. It meant that even while she was in another world, she was thinking of me. How about you, Joanna?
Hi, this is Johanna, and I think my most meaningful gift was when I was a child. We had just recently gotten a cat, and I was very sad that I thought the cat would be lonely, so I mentioned to my mom, let's get a friend for him, and she went to the shelter and got a friend for my cat.
Maggie from Miami also got a gift from her parents. It was a gift that took nearly 18 years for them to give her.
My parents had me believe that loans were my only way through university, so I worked as hard as I could for scholarships. They surprised me with the account on my high school graduation. Prepaid college and scholarships helped me get through college without having to take out a single loan. Although a BA at FIU hasn't secured me an excellent job, I'm debt-free thanks to them.
My name is Dawn Montgomery. I'm calling from Camas, Washington. The most meaningful and important gift I've ever received is the birth of 3 healthy children. It's been almost 30 years, and it's still the best gift I've ever received.
Here's a text we received on the same note. My son was born Christmas morning after 48 hours of labor and then a scare where he stopped breathing. Best gift by far. A listener from Memphis. The best gift for me? The child that doctors said I would never have naturally. From Haverhill, Massachusetts, a book of my mother's genealogy. It was better than gold.
Hi, my name is Phoebe Atwood, and actually about a week ago, I was at the gas station, and this gentleman, he was behind me, he saw that I was gave a whole bunch of change, and I apologized to the attendant that I had a whole bunch of change. And so what he did is, without my knowing, he went over and he gave the attendant $10. And when I was outside pumping my gas, he came up behind me. He's like, Merry Christmas. It was just really meaningful. It's nice to actually see that there's really kind, wonderful strangers out there.
Listener from East Hampton, Massachusetts, texted us this romantic story. I was working at a gas station back before self-serve when a flower delivery guy stopped for a fill before deliveries. Later, when all of his deliveries were made, he stopped back to give me a single pink rose. Made my day. That was 40 years ago. I still remember him. From Portland, Oregon, a listener texted us to tell the world that her late husband was the best gift. She says, meeting a man who stuck by me and loved me unconditionally, no matter what we went through. He did that for over 20 years, loved me till the day he died. That is the gift that trumped jewelry, leather coat, anything. Listener from Rock Hill, South Carolina, remembered a gift that her loving husband had given her 20 years ago. We were without a vehicle, and on Christmas morning, in my stocking was a matchbox car made out of real matchbooks, with a key to our new used car in its working trunk. My hubby is great. John from Clarkston, Michigan texted, most meaningful gift, a note from my then 8-year-old wishing his dad could have more time off to hang out. And a listener from Farmers Branch, Texas texted us to say, a dime store ring from my young son with a note that someday he would buy me the real thing. We're hoping you all had some real quality time with your loved ones on this holiday season. Hug them tight.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, roars like cows being sung by a choir.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.